ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। स्वस्यास्तु विश्वस्य कला प्रसीदताम्। ध्यायन्तु भूतानि शिवं विथो धिया। मनश्च पाद्रं वजथा दधोक्षचे। आवेश्य थाम नो मथिराप्य होइतुकी।
May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga, for by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The following verse describes a Vaishnava.
Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patithanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.
Just like a desired tree, a Vaishnav can fulfill all the desires of anyone who takes shelter of his lotus feet. Prahlad Maharaj is a typical Vaishnav. He prays not for himself, but for all living entities, the gentle, the envious, and the mischievous. He always thought of the welfare of mischievous persons like his father, Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj did not ask for anything for himself. Rather, he prayed for the Lord to excuse his demoniac father. This is the attitude of a Vaishnav, who always thinks of the welfare of the entire universe. Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Dharma are meant for persons who are completely free of envy. Parama nirmatsaranam. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays in this verse, Kala prasidatam. May all the envious persons be pacified. The material world is full of envious persons. But if one frees himself of envy and becomes liberal in his social dealings and can think of others' welfare, the material world is full of envious persons. But if one frees himself of envy, he becomes liberal in his social dealings and can think of others' welfare. Anyone who takes up Krishna consciousness and engages himself completely in the service of the Lord cleanses his mind of all envy. Manascha bhadram bhajata dadhokshaje. Therefore, he should pray to Lord Narasimhadev to sit in our hearts. We should pray, Bahir Narasingho Hridaye Narasingha. Let Lord Narasimhadev sit in the core of my heart, killing all my bad propensities. Let my mind become clean so that I may peacefully worship the Lord and bring peace to the entire world. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given us a very fine purport in this regard. Whenever one offers a prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one always requests some benediction from him. Even pure Niskama devotees pray for some benediction. As instructed by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastakam.
Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam bham vishame bhavam buddho kripaya tava pada pankajastita dhuli sadrisam vichintaya.
O son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna, I am your eternal servitor. Yet somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. In another prayer, Lord Chaitanya says, Mama janmani janmanishwari bhavatad bhakti rahoitaki twayi. Life after life, kindly let me have unalloyed love and devotion at your lordship's lotus feet. When Prahlad Maharaj chants, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya, he prays for a benediction from the Lord. But because he is also an exalted Vaishnav, he wants nothing for his personal sense gratification. The first desire expressed in his prayer is Swastyastu Vishvasya. Let there be good fortune throughout the entire universe. Prahlad Maharaj thus requested the Lord to be merciful to everyone, including his father, a most envious person. According to Chanakya Pandit, there are two kinds of envious living entities. One is a snake, and the other is a man like Hiranyakashipu, who is by nature envious of everyone, even of his father or son. Hiranyakashipu was envious of his little son, Prahlad. But Prahlad Maharaj asked a benediction for the benefit of his father, Hiranyakashipu, who was very envious of devotees. But Prahlad wished that his father and other demons like him would give up their envious nature by the grace of the Lord, and stop harassing the devotees. Kala prasidatam. The difficulty is that Kala, envious living entity, is rarely pacified. One kind of Kala, the snake, can be pacified simply by mantras or by the action of a particular herb. Mantrosadhi Basha Sapa Kalakena Nivaryate. An envious person, however, cannot be pacified by any means. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that all envious persons may undergo a change of heart and think of the welfare of others. If the Krishna consciousness movement spreads all over the world, and if by the grace of Krishna everyone accepts it, the thinking of envious people will change. Everyone will think of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays, Shivam mito dhiya. In material activities, everyone is envious of others. But in Krishna consciousness, no one is envious of anyone else. Everyone thinks of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that everyone's mind may become gentle by being fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. Bhajatad adhokshaje. As indicated elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sabai Mana Krishna Padarabindayo, and as advised by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Man Mana Bhava Mad Bhakta. One should constantly think of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Then one's mind will certainly be cleansed. Cheto Dharapana Marjanam. Materialists always think of sense gratification. But Prahlad Maharaj prays that the Lord's mercy will change their minds and they will stop thinking of sense gratification. If they think of Krishna always, everything will be all right. Some people argue that if everyone thought of Krishna in that way, the whole universe will be vacated because everyone would go back home, back to Godhead. However, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that this is impossible because the living entities are innumerable. If one set of living entities is actually delivered by the Krishna consciousness movement, another set will fill the entire universe. Hare Krishna. It's my great honor and fortune to be with all of you today in Sri Mayapur Dham. Today's verse selected by Her Grace Lakshmi Moni Devi is from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 5, Canto 5, Chapter 18. The residents of Jambudweep offer prayers. Text number 9. In the previous prayer from this chapter, the verse before, Prahlad Maharaj, who is offering his prayers to Lord Narsingadev, he says, O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruit of activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us that the path of attaining the perfection of liberation, prema bhakti, is mahajano jena katasa panta, to follow in the footsteps of great personalities. Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, these holy scriptures especially provide the association of such great personalities who have surrendered their hearts, their lives, their souls to please Krishna. His Holiness Bhakti Vaibhav Maharaj is directing the sound system to increase the volume. Prahlad Maharaj is first praying for his internal purification. As a true example of bhakti, he declares himself to be the most fallen. He declares himself to be envious. In other such prayers, he declares himself to be a person who was born in a family of asuras, of demons, and who is so much affected by that. He's praying for mercy. Lord Narasimhadev, please appear in my heart. And with your nails and with your teeth, which are strong like thunderbolts, please remove these anartas, these unwanted qualities from my heart. Please engage. Please engage me in your loving service. After praying for his own purification, Prahlad Maharaj, in today's verse, is praying for only one benediction, that all living beings could give up their envy and find the true happiness, the true peace of loving service to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada begins this purport by explaining this is a Vaishnava. We call ourselves Vaishnavas, and on different levels the word is defined. But according to the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srila Prabhupada many times repeats, a Vaishnava means one who is free of envy. And when we are free of envy, the quality is that we are truly well-wishers of everyone. In this Krishna consciousness movement that Srila Prabhupada has established on the basis of his books, where he repeatedly explains this principle, this is what we must aspire for. To be free of envy, to truly be well-wishers of everyone. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explains in his 101 prayers, Chaitanya Sataka, one particular verse, that the chanting of the holy names of the Lord and the service of the Vaishnavas is the only medicine for those living entities who are tormented by the influence of the age of Kali. People in Kali Yuga, this verse explains, have been bitten by the poisonous serpent of this propensity of Kali for quarrel and hypocrisy and envy. They have fallen unconscious, and in that unconscious state, Maya is constantly attacking them. He is illustrating what a helpless condition people are in. Imagine. You've been bitten by a poisonous snake. You're tormented. You're laying unconscious. And in that helpless condition, Maya, with all of her forces, is attacking you. That is our condition in this age. Everyone's condition. the chanting of the holy names of Lord Krishna and service to the Vaishnavas is the only medicine. Prahlad Maharaj in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes has appeared in two forms, Srila Haridas Thakur and Srila Vasudev Dutta, who exhibited that same quality of compassion. Prahlad Maharaj prays to Lord Narasingha in the 7th canto that he's fallen into a pit of venomous snakes, a blind well, and he's in a helpless condition. But Narada Muni, his guru, came to save him and engage him in transcendental loving service. Prahlad Maharaj never thinks of himself in any way except a very fallen, helpless soul. He's giving all credit to his guru. He never, ever lets go of the shelter of the mercy of his guru. Prahlad Maharaj ends this particular sloka by saying, Narada Muni saved me from this condition. How could I ever give up the service of his lotus feet? That is his gratitude. That is his sincerity. That is Krishna consciousness. When Lord Narasimhadev offers Prahlad benedictions, Prahlad, he says, by always remembering you, I am free of all the fear of material existence. Please give liberation to my father, who is so envious. And so many saintly persons, they go to the forests or through the Himalayas to a secluded place to be without the influences of the material people for their own salvation. But I am not like them. Let me be in the cities. Let me be in the towns. Because I don't want to go back to Godhead alone without all of these fools and rascals. Such compassion. Vasudev Dutt, he approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya embraced him and spoke his glories as if he had 1,000 mouths. After being glorified by the Lord, embraced by the Lord, in front of a whole assembly of devotees, what is the experience? But Vasudev Dutt, he said, I have one desire. You are the supreme independent personality of Godhead, and you can do anything. My heart breaks when I see the living entities within this universe immersed in desires to be happy through material activities. My heart breaks to see their suffering. Give me this one blessing, if you are merciful. Let all the sins of every living entity in this universe fall on my head. My Lord, please, allow me to suffer perpetually so that everyone else can go back to Godhead and be happy. He meant it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing his words, began to cry. His limbs trembled, his heart softened, and with a faltering voice, he said, "It is not astonishing that you are asking for this, because you are the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. And just by your desire, Krishna will certainly give his mercy to everyone. But you don't have to suffer." Haridas Thakur, when he was arrested close by in Phuliagram, he was brought before the local king, the Qazis. He was told, "You are from our religion. Stop preaching this other religion. We will let you go. Stop influencing others. Otherwise, we will have to torture you and kill you." Haridasa's reply, "His body's going to die eventually anyway. But even if you cut my body into thousands of pieces, every one of those pieces will spread the glories of the holy name to the people in general." This was his compassion, because he so deeply cared about everyone. He didn't just see the body. And it's very interesting, the story of Haridas, because usually when something happens to us, when we're mistreated, when we're misjudged, we want to take it out on others. In the histories we find of Srila Haridas Thakur, everywhere he went, practically, he was seen on the bodily concept. He was rejected. He was seen as a malecha and a yavana. If he tried to speak the scriptures, the Brahmin, smarta Brahmins would condemn him. In this case, when he's standing in the court of the king, many of the Brahmins are condemning him. Many of the Qazis are condemning him. But he's not taking revenge. He's seeing everyone as a child of Krishna. He's seeing every living being truly as a brother and sister. He's seeing every living being as someone who Krishna loves. And therefore, whatever they may think of me, whether I live or die, my life is for Krishna's pleasure. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chuduskritam. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, he incarnates in this world again and again and again to show compassion to the fallen souls. What is the greatest service we can render to Krishna while we're in this material world? To assist in his mission. To be an instrument of his compassion to the envious people of this world. Haridas Thakur gladly accepted being beaten through 22 marketplaces, all the while begging Krishna to forgive his persecutors. And later, when he was thrown in the river, considered dead, he floated downstream, and he came out of the water and walked right back to the king and the Qazi and his executioners to try to convince them, to accept Krishna's mercy. That is Haridas Thakur. When he was asked for any benediction by Lord Chaitanya, Haridas, he only asked, let me always remember you. Let me always chant your names. And let me always be the servant of the Vaishnavas. In every birth I take, let me be a dog or an insect near the home of a devotee so that I can have the possibility of eating the remnants of their food. And Haridas, so humble, he said, who am I to ask for such an exalted benediction? But that is my prayer. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he exclaimed that Haridas Thakur was an incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. It was this spirit. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world for this purpose. Here in Navadvip, he took his birth to experience the ecstasies of the love of Sri Radha and to actually reveal the supreme merciful heart of Sri Radha. To give that love everywhere, to everyone. It's very significant how here in Navadvip, the devotees, they taught us. In fact, Lord Chaitanya himself came to teach, not just by his words, but by his example. There are three principles very important. One is our own personal sadhana. To take it very seriously. If you have a simple little mundane disease like cancer, malignant cancer, and it's about to kill this simple little temporary material body, you'll probably take it very seriously. If a doctor tells you there is a cure, but you must take the cure regularly, this is the therapy, this is the medicine, you'll probably take it quite seriously. But the disease of envy, the disease of forgetfulness of our eternal nature is a disease that's limitlessly more dangerous than any disease of this world. Because birth after birth after birth is going to torment us with suffering. And Prahlad Maharaj explains any material way of trying to solve the problems of these sufferings, the cure becomes even more dangerous than the original disease. But here in Navadvip, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave this simple message. A neshi asadi maya nashi barolaki harina maha mantra lao tumi maki. I have the medicine. Take the names of Krishna. Harinama, harinama, harinama eva kevalam. There's no more powerful medicine. Kalera dosa nide rajan. In this age of Kali, an ocean of bad qualities and faults. This is the great benediction. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to teach us how to chant his own holy names. So our personal spiritual practice, our sadhana, is so essential. It's not just something we do, you know, when we have time, or something we somehow fit in with all of our other day's activities. It's the foundational basis of our spiritual lives. We should fit everything else around our spiritual practices. Chanting the holy names, carefully studying Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport that if we don't attentively, sincerely chant the Hare Krishna mantra at least 16 rounds a day, at any time we will be a victim of Maya. That's the atmosphere that we're in. If you have a well-wishing godbrother or godsister or friend who doesn't take their disease seriously, you'll really try to convince them. But most of all, we have to convince ourselves first that Kali Yuga is a very, very difficult place. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explains, we are all in a blind well full of poisonous snakes. And Maya is attacking us constantly. We need mercy to chant the holy names, to read Srila Prabhupada's books, and to serve the Vaishnavas. These are the principles that are essential for our own spiritual purification. In Navadvip, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all his devotees, we are chanting in the daytime, but then we're wasting the nights by sleeping. Every moment is so precious. We will chant together all night for 1 year. And it's not that they slept all day. And the devotees were very happy to hear this. And then Lord Chaitanya told them how they're going to be able to do this. Trinarapi suniche na taror iva sehishnana amani na manadena kirtaniya sadahari. If we live with this character, Krishna will be pleased to empower us and reveal himself to us in the holy names. Humility, tolerance, forgiveness, offering all respects to other, and not being in such a pathetic, pitiful, diseased condition that we just have to have respect for ourselves. According to Prabhupada's definition, what is a Vaishnava? One who doesn't care about being respected, but one who takes joy in respecting. Hiranyakashipu was constantly blaspheming and persecuting Prahlad, but he was offering all respects. And Haridas Thakur was the same. Of course, where there's abuse, justice is required. But underlying that is not envy, it's compassion. So the devotees would chant all night. And what would they do during the day? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, this is my order to you. Listen to what I say. Go everywhere. to every home, to every bathing cot, to every shop, to everyone, and give them this simple message. Chant the names of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Tell others about Krishna. Krishna's your mother. Krishna's your father. Krishna's your true wealth. Krishna's your life and soul. Don't discriminate who is fit or who is unfit. Give this message to everyone. They did this because they knew this is what it takes to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These three principles, to have our own sadhana, to have very deep relationships in the mood of servant of the servant with other Vaishnavas, and with the strength of that community to bring Krishna's grace and Krishna's names to the world. Srila Prabhupada, approximately 50 years ago, still the 50th anniversary of Prabhupada and Jaladutta until next August, he received the same instruction that Lord Chaitanya gave Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas from his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In 1922, Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 marketplaces. In 1922, Srila Prabhupada got the instructions to take the message of Lord Chaitanya throughout the entire world in the English language. In 1965, he boarded Jaladutta alone, with nothing, with no one, for that purpose. He was willing to sacrifice everything. He was willing to physically die to please his guru. And when he approached Boston Harbor in his prayers to Krishna, just like the prayers of Haridas, Vasudev, Dutt, and Prahlad, he was humbling himself completely. I'm totally dependent upon you, my Lord Krishna. My only shelter, my only hope is the mercy of my Guru Maharaj, and this is his instruction. If you give me the power for these people to understand your words, then they can be happy. Please let me be your puppet. Those simple prayers are really the foundation of ISKCON. When Srila Prabhupada was asked, how can we best please you? He said, just receive what I've given you. The simple instructions to chant the holy names, to study and live by his books, to form communities, an international, a society of devotees, where we take our own personal interests out of the center of our lives and put Krishna in the center of our lives. To put Krishna in the center of our lives means our words, our actions are for his pleasure. To serve the Vaishnavas, to take shelter of the holy names, and to with great, great, sincere compassion. We may not have compassion, but we are representatives of Srila Prabhupada's compassion. To give the chance for everyone to go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. And
that is why Srila Prabhupada created Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir. For all the devotees to come together every year to inspire and empower each other in these principles. And to create such a community here with the Temple of Vedic Planetarium that the whole world will come to receive the association of Vaishnavas at the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna.